Phone Boy Speaks, episode 456, Agnostic SIM.
SIM cards are a fact of life. My first experience with SIM cards was back in 1999 when I got my first GSM phone working for Nokia. And, back then in the US, GSM was not used hardly at all. Now these days there's you've got AT&T and T-Mobile both using GSM, but that's not all of the market, of course. And throughout the world, GSM is widely used. There's some pockets that use CDMA or some other technologies, but for the most part, GSM and SIM cards are pretty ubiquitous. But the problem is that SIM cards are tied to a specific operator for the most part. Whether they be, a native operator like AT&T or T-Mobile, or a virtual operator, for example, like TruePhone, who has a network and they, they provide service in a lot of countries using different networks and such. But ultimately, the SIM card is tied to a specific carrier. And, the idea of a carrier agnostic SIM, a SIM card that could essentially be remotely assigned to any number of carriers without having to take the SIM card out and putting a new one in, technically that's feasible. And in fact, it's been, a lot of companies have tried to do that. But the problem is that it's illegal pretty much everywhere in the world. Although now in the Netherlands, that concept might actually be legal. They were able to convince the legislator there that maybe that would be something that would be a good thing, and so they managed to get that passed. But and even the GSM Association seems to be somewhat in agreement of it. I can't imagine how many SIM cards we go through in a year, right? Is customers churn between operators, or they have to upgrade because of different things. But it would be really cool to have a SIM card that would not be tied to a specific carrier. And actually, CDMA phones, they don't use, at least pure CDMA phones, they don't necessarily use a SIM card. They use, what they used to call the ESN or MCCID or something along those lines. I'm probably getting the acronym wrong. But the idea is that there's no SIM card, but the phone is somehow considered unique. And you could register that phone on a particular provider. Of course, the problem is that, for example, Verizon and Sprint both use CDMA, but you can't activate a Verizon phone on on Sprint and vice versa because they don't allow that to occur. There's nothing that prevents that. It's not a, there's the, although I suppose the software on the different phones is different, but that's to me that doesn't seem like a huge problem to solve. I mean, look at the iPhone, right? The iPhone, Apple only puts out in the U.S. they put out one SKU or maybe two, But they have other SKUs, but the hardware is exactly the same. The only difference is how is that device activated in Apple system. So when you plug your phone into iTunes the first time, it gets the information about what carrier that phone is tied to by way of that connection with iTunes. And so that is the thing that makes the iPhone 4S, for instance, which could support both CDMA and GSM. That's the thing that says, oh, you're on Verizon, and you can't use a GSM SIM card in the U.S. That was the primary reason I got rid of my iPhone 4S is because of that. So it seems to me that that it's not a technical problem. It's just getting the legislatures to say, hey, look, this is something that should be legalized, and they've, for some reason, it's against the law rather than being, it's not just necessary. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. It would help, but I think there's still a lot of technical issues also to work out. Like, okay, who controls what carrier that phone is on, and of course, there's also the technological differences in the U.S. where, so it's may not benefit the U.S. quite as much, but certainly in other countries where GSM's the norm, it makes sense, and definitely, it's a positive thing, but I think we got a long way to go before it will be a reality in the big bad world anytime soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.